Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet 2-4. Okay, the opening line of this Mishnah is a bit of a red herring. It misleads you. The basic point of our Mishnah is that if someone has a wall, and it's, let's say, for outside of a garden, so the ground is relatively soft, and he needs people to walk past that wall to harden the ground so that the foundation of his wall is secure. If there's no foot traffic there, then the ground will be soft, it won't be packed down, and the wall will ultimately tumble over. So therefore, we're going to restrict his neighbor from building a wall too close to his wall, to the point that people won't want to squish in that like, between the two walls, so no one will walk there, therefore the ground will get packed, the foundation of the first guy's wall won't be stable, and therefore he'll lose his wall in the end of the day. So our Mishnah is saying you can't build a new wall so close to the old wall. How close is too close? Within 4 amos. Now, this wouldn't apply in a place, let's say you have an urban setting, a city. The city is a 50-year-old city plus, it's an old city, and the ground is all packed down and hard. There's no reason anymore to be concerned about the foundation being loose underground, and therefore these rules wouldn't apply. Okay, but where they do apply, our Mishnah is saying the second guy can't build a wall, even if he owns the land, within 4 amos of the first. Now, the actual case our Mishnah brings is one in which there's already one wall. Reuven has a wall, and Shimon has a wall, and they actually are like a perpendicular walls. They meet at a corner, so like L-shaped, right? Now, Shimon wants to build a wall which is parallel to Reuven's wall to sort of expand his property. So there, even though this is kind of make like a U-shaped, like kind of a cul-de-sac, where there's no through traffic, and already there wasn't much through traffic because they were already at an L-shaped, junction, so there's no much through traffic. Even then, if Shimon wants to put his wall next to Reuven's wall, he needs to give space of 4 amos so that there will be some traffic and the wall will be foundations will be packed down properly. So the Mishnah says, Mishahaya koslo samach lekoslo chavera. Reuven and Shimon have two walls. They meet at a corner, so they're L-shaped in terms of the junction. Lo yismach lo kosel acher. Excuse me. Lo yismach lo kosel acher. Ella im ken hirchek mimenu arba amos. So Reuven can't put another wall next to Shimon's wall, parallel to Shimon's wall, unless there's 4 amos space between the two of them, like I described. Now, new point. Chalonos. Chalonos are holes in the home, like a window, but they're not glass window panes. They didn't have glass back then, really. It was just like a hole. They would stop it up with a board, but they would rather have it open in the warm months, let some fresh air and some light in. So the concern is that if you do construction in front of your neighbor's window, you're blocking his light, and if he was there first, you have no right to do so. In addition, if you're building a wall, like basically right beneath someone else's window, so if people are going to stand on that wall, they're going to look right into the neighbor's home. That's back to Hezek Re'iyah, a violation of his privacy. So the Mishnah is going to say, you can't build a wall in such a way that people on the wall would be looking into the guy's house through the window. You have to either make the wall higher or lower, so that's not the case. Or if you're building it close to the neighbor and blocking his window, because the wall is too high, you have to give at least dalet amos for almost distance, 6-7 feet away, so that some light can still get in to the guy's window. He was there first. So says the Mishnah, v'achalonos, when it comes to an existing window, milamalan ulamatan umekenegdan, a wall that you're going to put opposite that window. Reuven has a window, Shimon wants to build a wall, so it has to be a distance of above and below, and opposite it, 4 amos, 4 amos. So the milamalan ulamatan means that you either can make the wall so low that a person standing on it is still not, the wall is less than 4 amos, is more than 4 amos from the bottom of the window, so if someone stands on it, you still can't see in, or the wall is 4 amos above where the window ends, and therefore if a person, lies on the wall and kind of leans down to peek, and he still can't see it. Okay? When the connect done, that's opposite, that's blocking the light. Again, arba amos needs to give 4 amos of space so the guy can have light coming in and not be blocked out, depriving him of the light that he is entitled to.